Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much for tuning into this interview for The Orphans Investigation. If you want to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. There you can get a bunch more exclusive Orphans content. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio, and you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links for merchandise, Discord, and so much more. Hello, and welcome to one of our interviews for The Orphans Investigation. I am sat here on Skype with Jack Goldborn, who plays Axel.
Hey. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. I'm good, thank you. I'm pretty tired, but I'm okay.
Yeah, me too. How have you been since recording Investigation?
Oh my god, that was ages ago. It was like, when did we record it?
It was over summer.
It was over summer. So was it like
July or August?
Like July or August. Oh, it's been great. Yeah, it's been pretty busy to be fair. I went to Mexico in December, yeah, and I shot this the first scene of a horror film called The Containment. Again playing a demon child. So pretty different to this, playing a demon child that gets possessed by angels. So another like wacky one. And yeah, there's been a couple of other things since, working a lot. That's it, really. Had Christmas. That was lovely. How was your Christmas?
It was lovely. I went to Canada. It was gorgeous. I was in a cabin for like 14 days.
Brilliant.
Now, I want to, before we get into the investigation chat, you're in a movie.
Yes. I mean, the movie is fighting with my...
Tell people about this.
Yeah. So I play a guy called Callum in a new film that's out, directed by Stephen Merchant, called Fighting My Family. So it's about a wrestling... it's about a true story about a family of wrestlers where the two younger children try out for WWE. I won't say any more. You have to go see it to find out the story. But I play a blind guy called Callum... who the main characters try to train how to wrestle, which is fun. And it's a true story. It's a real guy. He's an actual guy who is now a professional wrestler, who learned how to wrestle, and he was like blind, partially blind anyway, like mostly blind. He can like only see like shapes. So yeah, that comes out on the 27th of February. So yeah, it's produced by The Rock, which is pretty cool,
really?
And WWE. And it's pretty mad.
That is really cool. That's insane. I mean, that is insane.
It was The Rock doing it, which I thought was mad enough. Then it was Stephen Merchant directing it, who was like, I just idolized him so much. It was great. I'm surprised I didn't have like anxiety attacks on set, to be honest with you, because I was not ready for it.
I'm looking. Do you happen to know when it's out in the US? I do. It's the 14th of February, so it's already
out. Yeah, it's literally out. It was out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, literally out. It's last week. Tomorrow it will be a week that it's been out in the US.
Amazing.
It's all the cinemas in the US tomorrow, I think. Yeah, it is tomorrow. I just saw something online the other day that was like, in all the cinemas in 3 days.
Go see it. Go see Jack Goldborn. Be sure to tweet at Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. And say, I went and saw your film because Axel's in it. And be like, what the fuck are you talking
about? Brilliant.
Right. Let's get into it. Let's talk about Investigation.
Let's do it.
So I have a few questions prepared. I wanted to ask you, first of all, because you were new to the series this season, and I was wondering what your impression was, kind of, first of all, of being Axel, and second of all, of joining this show and, like, coming into it with no kind of prior knowledge of it.
Yeah, but well, it's always difficult when you come into something when it's already like when it's already been going on and there's already like a set of people or a story that's like been happening. It's always sometimes I find it a bit difficult to like suddenly like jump in, because obviously there's so much more to have to know anyway about what's happened in loads of respects. I suppose depending on who you're playing, but yeah, with this one I found that it was just a lot of like, and that it's quite technical, I don't know. That whole series, like I know I managed to like in the end shoot these words as though, oh, record these words, sorry, even as though they were just like flowing out and I knew what I was talking about, but I have no idea what half these words mean.
Especially in that like space fight scene.
It's literally techno babble. Like I just remember it as noises rather than words because it's easier. Like it was just it was struggling sometimes to realize what the hell was going on. And then on top of that, obviously joining a bit later just meant a lot more reading. But it was very enjoyable. I liked it. I liked the story a lot. When I was fascinated by it when I first read it, because I haven't really, to be honest, personally read a lot from that genre. Or seen a lot from the genre, and it was a really nice way to be introduced to it, because I'm really into it. I was like surprising myself a bit with how much I was kind of game for it and into it, and wanted to know what happened next. So yeah, and I liked Axel as well. I always like playing a sort of like a nicer side, innocent Axel.
Oh, good. He's a lovely boy. He's a lovely boy.
Yeah.
Were there like any moments when you were listening back to the episodes that maybe surprised you at how it affected you? Maybe it didn't affect you how you originally thought when you read it.
Probably the bit, because he knows way more. He has way more information from the past than I thought he would when you first meet him in there. I thought he was just going to kind of be the lovable character that was in for a bit, that was, do you know what I mean, that would kind of aid the characters to another point in the series and then would get inevitably sort of like left off somewhere or like deserted. Like, again, I'm quite new to the genre, but I always see that like it's like kind of the sort of thing where characters can like very easily get themselves into danger or just sort of go off, especially in such like a big story. I didn't really know what was going to happen to him, but then when I knew he had all this information from the past and kind of seeing little bits about like how he can actually be used, like quite an intelligent source, as well as being innocent, he has kind of all this knowledge that he can really help sort of like bring the story forward. So that's kind of a nice surprise I had from him, because he wasn't just sort of like the innocent character for a bit. He's actually going to be used and he can actually help these people, which is always it's really nice to read as well.
What are you most looking forward to in terms of him with the next season, without giving too much away? Like, what sort of things are you hoping for, looking forward to being able to do with him, or the journey that you're taking him on?
What looking forward to for the next season? I have no, to be honest, I have no idea what you're going to do with the next. I haven't read yet the next. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't, like, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'm hoping anyway that we get to see, like, a nice strong side of Axel. I'm hoping that we get to see him, like, I don't know, a bit more of his badass side, maybe. and then, like, using, like, being, seeing how his, like, relationship develops with Richard and Diana. Just seeing how, do you know what I mean? Because obviously becoming, I kind of see it as, like, a brotherly, sisterly, almost, like, motherly, fatherly kind of relationship. And I'm going to say it's going to be interesting to see how the three dynamic kind of works out.
Very much.
In the next series,
do you are you aware at all of the nomenclature, the name that the fans have given to Richard, Diana, and Axel as a unit?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
No, what is it?
They call you the Rad family, R-A-D.
Oh, I love it.
Richard Axel Diana.
I love it. That's also so American, and I love it.
Yeah, they are really, they love you guys. Everyone is yelling at me because they're very concerned about, like, what I'm going to do to your character.
Yeah, you can't, please don't kill me off. You can't do that. Right now, you have to make this promise to me, right? I'm joking. Right now, he's... Not that you can't destroy the Rad. You can't destroy the Rad family. We're Rad.
Well, they, yeah, like, you've clearly made huge impression on the fans, because they're like right in there.
Oh, that's really nice. I love that. That's really sweet. I had no idea.
I feel like they've all come in, they've collectively like decided that you are their son and you are to be protected from me specifically.
To be fair, I think that translates in real life, because whenever I find myself in a situation where I meet new people, there's always, like, especially in groups, there's always someone who kind of takes the either maternal or paternal, like, I don't know, sort of hold over me. I'm quite small, and I have this, like, higher voice, and I'm quite childish, so it's like, I find that anyway, I have that, I can relate to that with Axel. People feel the need, I don't know, protect me from myself a little bit.
So from all of your time in investigation, what was the scene that was the most challenging, and also what is the scene that you're the most proud of?
What was the scene that I was most proud of in the investigation? That's a tricky one, actually. He comes in so briefly. There's only two episodes at the end. I really like at the end when he's asking what happens to him next. Like, he kind of stands up for himself a bit with Rich and Diane and kind of says, well, when all this plays out at the end, like, what what happens to me in this equation? I think it's a nice, brave moment. So I think it's like, I don't know. He kind of shows, he kind of opens up a little bit and kind of goes, let's be, I don't know, kind of opens up to these two people and lets them care about him a little bit. I think it kind of leaves everything open for them and kind of gives the idea forward that it's like, well, yeah, you could maybe come with us. That's really nice. I like that.
Yeah,
I like the scenes. I like the particular scenes. I'm trying to pick a moment specifically, but just the technical, again, the wordy bits. I love, like, having a good, nice paragraph where it sounds like, whoa. It sounds so sciencey. I love it. Where do you get these words from? Where do you get the words from? How do you, like, are these real machines that you know, or are they like...
Well, you know what? I think most of the time they make sense. I'm just trying to pull up the script now so I can actually reference something here. But if I go to episode 6 and I look at that shit, let me look at that paragraph. I could reconfigure some of the components from your signal generator and run it through the main power converters. If we output that signal through the shield buffer, it would work, but it will only work once we don't have the parts for another burst. Right, so, that kind of makes sense.
What the hell does that mean? I'm joking. It just, like, it rolls off the tongue when you say it. You just read it as though it's like, do you know what I mean? I understand it, but I'm also heavily dyslexic, so I read this. I can barely read, like, a paragraph in, like, a normal, like, normal book without, like, knowing what's going on. So I read that, and my brain just sort of, like, sort of, I don't know.
So thank you very much for sitting down with me and doing the interview.
It's all right, not at all. Thank you for having me do the interview.
Where can people find you? Where can they follow you, tweet you, Instagram you? Where are you?
All right, so I've got social media. I'm not that heavy. I'm on Instagram. It's just like my normal name at Jack Goldwell on Instagram. I'm on there. I'm not really on Twitter. Or other than that, just normally on Instagram, to be honest. I'm not very social media heavy. Technology doesn't agree with me. I always break my phones and my laptops and lose everything.
You're just the opposite of Axel.
Yeah, literally, I'm genuinely the opposite of Axel in so many ways. nowhere. Other than that, at my house, I would give my address, but that's weird.
Okay. Well, on that note, please go follow Jack Goldborn, I guess.
Yeah, follow me. I'm not on Twitter. Don't literally follow me, though. Thanks.
No, not
in real life. We can't be seen to promote that.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.